Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen. Retold by Florence Bell.
Chapter 8. Captain Frederick Tilney. It was Friday evening. Catherine was with the Allens and the Thorpes in the upper rooms. "I will not dance," Isabella said. "James is not here. I will not dance with anybody else. I shall sit and think about my dear James." "Another letter from James arrived today," Isabella said. "We will get married, but we must wait for 2 years. After 2 years, James will leave Oxford. He will have a little money then," Isabella spoke sadly. Soon, Catherine saw the Tilneys. A tall man in uniform was with them. Henry introduced the man to Catherine. "This is my brother, Captain Frederick Tilney," he said. Then Henry danced with Catherine. Catherine was happy. She was Henry's dancing partner. For a few minutes, he talked, and Catherine listened to him. "Miss Thorpe will dance with Frederick," said Henry. "Oh, no," Catherine replied. "Isabella is not going to dance tonight. James is not here. Isabella is going to get married to James. She will not dance with anybody tonight."
"Won't she? Are you sure?" Henry asked. He smiled.
"Isabella said to me, I will not dance with anybody tonight."
"And you believed her?"
A few minutes later, Isabella was dancing with Captain Tilney. Catherine was very surprised. At the end of the dance, Isabella sat next to Catherine.
"I am very tired," Isabella said. "And Captain Tilney talks so much. I did not want to dance."
"Then why did you dance?" Catherine asked.
"Captain Tilney asked me to dance 5 times, Isabella replied. "I could not say no. He is a very handsome man. We danced. Everybody looked at us. I did not enjoy it. But James will come back to Bath soon. Then I shall be happy again."
One evening, Catherine was at the Tilneys' house in Milsom Street. She had been in Bath for nearly 6 weeks.
"The time has passed very quickly," Catherine said to Eleanor Tilney.
"But I have good news. The Allens are staying for 2 more weeks, and I shall stay with them."
"Oh," Eleanor said, "we are leaving at the end of next week. My father wants to go home to Northanger Abbey."
"I am very sorry," Catherine said. This was sad news.
"My father,"
Eleanor said. But at that moment, her father came into the room.
"Have you asked Miss Morland?" he said to Eleanor. "Does she agree?"
"Catherine," Eleanor said, "my father, all of us, want you to come to Northanger Abbey. Will you come?"
"Northanger Abbey? With Henry and Eleanor?"
"Thank you," Catherine said happily. "You are very kind. I will write to my parents immediately."